The Space God Memoirs. Episode 9. The sun had begun to set as we reached a grove of trees that stood on the edge of where the Ganadrian Plains began. It had been hours since we had lost the evolved ones in those bug-infested hills, and thankfully we hadn't caught sight of them again. Neither had we seen any sign of Rayleigh or Burge, but that was to be expected. "This might be where we camp for the night," I told Zerothra. "It'll be dark before we get down to the plains anyway, and I'm dead tired."
"Indeed, there is no use marching through the night," she answered, looking at the sun with her large purple eyes. "We may find the others easier when the sun rises again."
By the time we had wiggled our way through the gaps in the trees, that sunset was well underway, beams of orange light illuminating the grove beyond, a wide open place that looked perfect for camp, with plenty of space between the high-reaching trees, whose azure-tinted flowers were wide open, immersing us in a sweet, fresh fragrance. There we stood in that grove, the azure blooms above shimmering in the last light of the day's sun, distant melancholy cries of creatures echoing across the hills. Nearby, the stream gurgled and swished, its water flowing at a steady pace. Me and Zerothra stood close then, really close. I could smell her, that sweet scent evoking both flowers and fruit pie, but really not matching either. I looked at her, and she at me. Our eyes linked, and for but a moment I could see deep into those violet spheres. So lovely, so calm, yet concealing untold depths beneath. Her lips quivered gently as they opened just a crack. I moved my face closer to hers, feeling her breath on me. And at that moment she turned away from me with a flip of the waist. I was left staring at the back of her head, watching as the waves of her perfect hair join the rest of her and not kissing me. For a brief moment, I wondered what she was looking at. Then I saw. They emerged from behind the trees, crimson armor reflecting the orange sunlight, their faces covered in visored helms, their hands grasping long pikes. 10 of them, if I counted it all right. My heart started beating rapidly as they stepped out into the clearing, nearly surrounding us. "Nearly," I noted, seeing a slight gap in their formation. I half expected them to shout out for our surrender or spout some fanatical verse, but they didn't. One of them muttered some words under his helmet, unintelligible but crackly sounding. Another nodded. Comm systems. Half the group began to move towards us, the other half taking defensive positions. I could smell ozone as the tips of their pikes began to hum.
"Run!" I shouted to Z, grabbing her shoulders. She followed as I dashed for the woods on the far end of the clearing. There, we weaved between trees and leapt over undergrowth. Behind us, I could hear the clinking of the evolved one's armor and the occasional discharge of their electropikes. I ran as quick as I could, hoping Z could keep up. I'm not sure how long we ran, but the sun was still up when we emerged from the trees, my forehead covered in sweat. Z was right by my side, looking unfazed. Ahead of us, the land dropped down suddenly into wide-open, dusty plains. Off to the right, it descended more gradually. Ganadria was somewhere down there in those plains. I could feel a cool wind blowing upward, soothing my moist skin. I briefly wondered where Burge and Rayleigh were at. But before I could ponder it much, our pursuers caught up. 4 of them were in sight, running out of the woods at us, awkward but steady in their heavy suits. I ran to my right, where the land sloped more gently. Still, I slipped and I slid down the slope, the sandy hillside crumbling beneath my feet as I made a mad dash downward. The clink of the evolved one's armor was never far behind me. I got about halfway down the slope when I felt a heavy grip on my arm. I fell forward, one of the red-armored warriors on me. We both rolled for a few turns before stopping on a relatively flat part of the slope. He was atop me,
his gloved hand now grasped around my neck, his other hand around his electropike. The masked man pointed it towards me, and I could hear its electricity crackling in my ears. He raised it, ready to strike down. With both hands, I grabbed the arm he had around my neck, and I pushed against it with all of my strength. The evolved one rolled off, dropping his pike to the ground. I stood up, coughing as I let out a breath. My instinct was to reach down and take his pike, but before I could, I heard a curious sound. A click, followed by a fast release of air. There was a brief moment of pain in my chest. I looked down to see a small dart sticking into me. Further up the slope stood another of the evolved ones, a short gun in his hand. Two more were behind him, and I could see the glint of more red armor from up in the grove. I tried reaching for the pike again, but it was as if my body wasn't in tune with my desires. Everything was sluggish, slow. Instead of grabbing the pike, I fell forward. I landed on my side, but could barely feel my body hit the ground. The evolved ones were getting closer, but their movements were also blurred and slow. The air itself took on a hazy character, the landscape around me swimming with swirling patterns. I could barely move and was left writhing on the ground, my limbs and face numb as the red-clad warriors began to surround me, their outlines hazy, their crimson armor throbbing in my distorted vision. The one I had wrestled with stood and picked up his pike. He lifted it into the air and I could see an electric yellow trail behind it. A few of his companions pulled out their own and stood over me, pointing the pikes at me. Just then, another figure appeared from behind them. It was Z. It had to be Z, but in my warped vision, she was different. A figure of resplendent blue, outlined in white as if she were glowing. The evolved ones all turned around, looking back at her with what might have been surprise or even wonder. Two of them lowered their pikes and put them on the ground. At that moment, I was pretty much gone. The air seemed to zoom with glittery trails, the color of the trees and grasses shifting from green to red, from red to violet. The edges of my vision were hazy, fading away. My breath came in gulps, labored, difficult. What in the green ocean was Z doing? For my last bit of energy, I glanced up at her. She just stood there, perfectly still, just like when I had first seen her in that quarry, staring at me with those eerie purple eyes, as if nothing whatsoever was wrong. Everything else began to fade, to melt into a liquid oneness, colors flowing together, shapes coalescing into non-shapes. Everything except her. Her eyes. I fell headlong into those deep purple eyes, like great chasms into the void. And in that void I saw countless stars. I was in the void. We were in that void, floating hand in hand, suspended in a lake of stars. We sat side by side upon the shores of a sea of liquid mercury, watching as supernovas erupted above, and we meditated together in a crystalline ziggurat, overlooking a seemingly endless jungle. We beheld the births of life forms beneath the waves of a worldwide ocean, witnessing the origin of a species, their evolution and growth, and then ultimate extinction. Lifetimes passed in an instant. Worlds came and went. Zerathra remained. At times she wore a different skin, a different shade, a different shape of form. But always it was her, with her energy of coolness, the placid surface with boundless depths. Brief glimpses of another in the distance, the woman of cherry red skin and fiery hair, the one from the dream, glaring at me from the edge of awareness. Then it was all washed away like debris in a stream, flowing beyond the reach of consciousness. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Space God Memoirs. Space God is written, performed, and produced by A.M. Arctos. Original musical score by Alpha Colors. Various sound effects created by Industrial Strength Records Incorporated. Please support this podcast by following, rating, and sharing on your favorite social media site. For further info on Space God, its creator, and various other opinions, musings, and thoughts, go to www.spacegodmemoirs.com.
or follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
If you enjoyed the Space God Memoirs, please consider supporting us by becoming a patron.
Check out the Patreon link in our description to learn more.